Federal regulations let individuals sign up for the Do Not Call list to block robocalls from telemarketers. But for the moment, there's no such service for unwanted text messages. The legislation approved Thursday by a House panel would make it illegal, with a $10,000 penalty, for companies to use automated systems to send texts trying to sell goods or services. The legislation drew objections from Jerry Fuentes, the local vice president of AT&T, who defended the messages.
We have certain sorts of services where, for example, I'm in a store and I buy a service or a product. We'll send a text message to them, ask them about their experience. Did they have a good customer experience? Were they treated friendly? Were they all their questions were answered?
But Representative Bob Thorpe said it's not just that unsolicited messages are irritating. He said some customers do not have plans which include text, meaning each unwanted one can cost a quarter.
So for those individuals to receive unwanted messages, definitely annoyance, but also very expensive. And the remedy for them is either to change their plan or each time they receive an unwanted message to then spend 10, 15 minutes on the telephone, having that 25-cent charge removed from their bill.
And Thorpe said, that's hardly an answer. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.